56, died in his sleep at his residence near Universal City. Universal City? I thought that was like only where game shows came from. Well, you don't go on to Yahoo groups. You're going to get lost in fucking DMC news. No, don't hit sign in. He hit sign in. He fucking... I can see you surf now. Did you do this during the normal show? God damn. No wonder we'd lose you. We only got one listener. Reverend, recruit some more, bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting at the LV Rock Studios in fabulous downtown near the Barrio Las Vegas. S.A. Ha, fucking invalid password. You can't fucking do it. Careful, we got mic gain here. Now, Rev. Ah, we got two more listeners. Now, should we do what Rev was asking? God, gotta use this mic. Rev was asking if we were going to do like 30 minutes of just screaming. Like, ah! Ah! Okay, we're done. They're probably sitting in the parking lot going, what the fuck are they doing? Why are they screaming?
Noise from Vegas.
Yeah, I know. Rev's got some competition. Rev, will you get out of your goddamn postings? Well, your car's torn up in my garage. It ain't like you got anything useful to prove until it's together. No way. You mean you could have gone faster at the track? That's funny. Hey, we got four current listeners. Thank you for listening to Spankwagon Light only at spankwagon.net. God, we got... Wait. Don't burn that bridge just yet, please. Cool and hip. Okay, will you stop? We get the... Our mics don't work all of a sudden. Would you chance know what's going on? I don't know where the pickup is on this. My right works good, you. I'm paranoid. I have to be heard. Can you tell I went into a little bit too much during their show? We kind of tried to take over like two or three times. We had to shush ourselves. So... Anyhow, here we are, Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.net. Doing a little bit of a test run demo on the LV Rocks servers, LV Rocks studio. Maybe if we ask nicely when they're done eating their lunch, we can have them show us how to run the webcam. And you can see Claude and all his bitch-tit gladness. Well, it's not running. No, the app isn't running. It just took that last photo, and he shut it off. So I don't know what app it is. So we'll learn that later. Yeah, check the chat room. Keep the chat room. We have to have them tell us how we're doing. Could you please get out of your mail? Jesus Christ. By the way, an argument we had today on the Daily Noise Show, because we were very much surprise hidden guests. It was like a hidden feature in Zelda. They said that Ariola Giovanni never did hardcore. She's only been like a cam girl, but just softcore picks and... I say there's been hardcore stuff. Someone find some shit for me. Find a link or something. What? No, I got to get them to do it, you know, because I got proven. Will you? Thank you. Yeah, I got to. So anyhow, you're listening to us ramble. We really don't have anything. Yeah. Reverend says so far the audio's okay. But of course, we're back to the infamous 3-minute delay. It's always that 3-minute delay. Yeah, I know. These mics are... They got a weird pickup. Like, you could put your nose on them and... Well, yeah. They're not omnidirectional. They're just directional microphones. Well, these are professional fucking microphones. You're using it wrong. You don't talk in the top of the mic. The electric should be on the sides. hey, well, what do you figure? I agree completely. A little bit of foamies will do us a whole world of good. Rick James. I got four listeners. We don't have really anything to say, so how do we want to... Do we want to just jump into a little mini show? We really, really want to? We want to just... Jazad's only getting LV Rock's noise from Vegas. You know, you should be getting us. You really should be getting us, Jazad. Most... Yeah, so, if Revit could do it, shit, what's your problem, dude? Let me do this real quick. I'm going to play with the roaming mic. Now, sorry, that is loud. The cans are over there. Test, test. Ooh, that is loud. Hold on. Yeah, very hot mic. How's that? How's that? How's that? Oh, yeah. This is going to be good for stupid shit. This is going to be great for stupid shit. Because right now I'm in the green room. And it's painted green, people. I mean, the mic cord isn't that long, but I could go over to the little dorm fridge for beer. Oh, check it out. Check it out. Oh, it's too short. The bathroom. Yeah, it's a bathroom. Something your house never had. Big fucker! All right. Let me kill this mic. Nothing, no indicators, so it's like, surprise, you've got a call. And we're like, how the... Yeah, please do. We just got that lecture. Hey, there we go. We got a caller. Hey, that's you. Wait a minute. Let me bring your mic down and... Phone. Caller, you're on the air. Not a thing. Not a fucking thing. I don't hear shit. That's up. Is this the phone, maybe? No. Talk to you. Not a bit. We got the phone. We got the mic. We got the masters. We don't... You know, this is this, so... No, don't. That's the premix. So we have from PC, which is this. This is the premix. Thank you. Talk.
I'm talking right now. How can you hear me?
Holy shit, that works really well.
So that was the right one I hit.
Get out of here because I can hear echo.
All right. Okay, right now I'm.
Hey, wait, real quick.
Yeah.
How can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're a little low.
A little low. Well, I'm here. Hold on. How about
that
now?
That one box that's in the center right there that does everything for the VCR, turn the gain up on that just a little bit more. See if I can hear you better.
How about now?
Not too bad. It's, well...
See, your dB is coming in very low on my end, so I'm trying to see what I can do with the premix. But I'm getting too high on that. Hold on.
Some old ice in here.
Hold on. Okay. I'm trying to get
the... drink out of that water. Shit.
Ew. You didn't drink it, did you?
No.
Okay. So hopefully, I can't see the chat. Hopefully everybody's kind of going, holy shit, they've got a, you know, they got a phone ding thing. Yes, folks, we're going high tech.
Yeah, it's a little low, but we'll see what we can do to work on that right here.
Yeah, I agree. The gain on that is very low. I'm going to bet they're using two-pin lines.
I can hear you kind of fine, in all honesty, right now.
How can I can barely see the chat room. Everybody, I know you're on the super ass delay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on the phone right now and come back in and get back on my mic.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute. All right, that was Claude Balls calling us as I just hung up the line and I turned down the mixer in the mixer. Yay!
Yay!
So we know we can do this. Anyhow, Spankwagon Radio only at spankwagon.net. Oh, sorry. How's that? See, your mic always seems to come in really clear. Shit. Look. A, B. Oh, A.
B, C.
Fuck! Yeah, let's not destroy their mics today. Let's destroy their mics next week. Yeah, we are. That's rocking then. We... Yeah, really, that's be funny, but rude. Oh, okay.
Yay!
What? Dink, dink, dink. Oh my god, that's great. If anybody's listening who is expecting this... Yeah, that'll be a little later. Right now you're listening to Spankwagon do a test demo. A test jam? Test jam. Here, it's supposed to be strawberry. It's a test jam. I hope, you know, and I got to explain things right now. Ah, marmalade. Marmalade. Yuck. We have 5 listeners. We've hit our all-time listener peak doing a demo. Wait a minute. All-time demo peak. Yay! You sound like yourself. You sound a little compacted, but I don't know, sir. How do I sound? I mean, I know it. Crystal. Crystal. Right on! Yeah, Merc. Yeah. Did you quit Merc? Oh, because I didn't... It's... Oh, that's right, it's Merc. We're doing things on PC, so you know there's a slight learning curve for me because I'm a Mac junkie. And we're recording our archive as we go along, and now I can see where my mic is working and isn't working. Right? Brilliant!
Audio.
Well, that view meter isn't as accurate as this view meter. This view meter is fairly accurate because this is what's going out to the rest of the planet. High class! Does that mean you're going to trade in your shoes for something less Velcro? Woo! Yeah, the track. So anybody who is listening to us right now, thank you very much for putting up with this rambling and testing out equipment. Everybody who's listening, let us know in the chat room because we don't know exactly who. Do you know exactly who? I know we got 5 people. Yay! Yay! Furry Curry doesn't much listen. I think we might have. I know Wastrel, we've pissed him off. Well, remember, he only likes half of the stuff we do. He can't stand when we start talking about all the really gross shit. So, you guys really got to see this. This is a nice little hookup. It is an industrial park area, but why don't you stop recording so we don't chew bandwidth straight to hell? Not bandwidth. I mean like hard drive bandwidth. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages. Why? Oh. All the way down to exit. The archive may not be updated as frequently as it has been in the past. It actually may be updated only once a month. something we'll learn. All right. 5 listeners, though. We're not doing too bad for a demo show. You want to know what the recent listener peak was for whatever other shows have been on here? 14. Now, I know they do syndication, so that means I had to get a lot more. Yet. And they even said, hey, Rev, we know you like to always wanted to do a best of. Now's your time to put something or put 2 or 3 somethings together in a 2-hour time frame. Enough said on that. All right. Spankwagon Radio, only at SpankWagon.V. Stop that. SpankWagon.net. We're not going to explain how we fell. Yeah, we're not going to explain how we fell into this right away. That's going to be left for the first show, which will be August 20th, 6 p.m. Yes, kids, same old date, same old time. It's good to be back. Also, I think real quick, I'm going to take a really quick break because I need to, like, stretch my knee. My knee, like, just popped really bad all of a sudden. Yep, they do. Of course they do. All right, folks. Fap. All right, we're going to go ahead and put some music on. We're going to be back in a little bit. You are listening to... Yeah, you do. like a vertebrae. So anyhow, hey, we got another listener on the break. For those of you who are listening in and expecting something from music like, or something from LV Rocks like music right now, we are the two hosts of Spank Wagon Radio. You'll figure it out. We've taken over the studio. We're doing an impromptu jam session show. If you are with us from previous incarnations of Spank Wagon, we thank you for joining back. Training session. Great. Does that mean there's going to be like a bunch of PowerPoint presentations and page flipping? A naughty caller. We're going to have to do something. We got 2 more weeks before the actual full reel on Spank Wagon Radio show. So let's see. Brought to you by Bandwidth. Oh shit, he's gone to the thoughtful mode. Scheming mode. Yes, we'll be finally writing our own soundboards. So, by the way, Skier asked something, what was up with the track stuff? The track stuff is over at the LVMS or Las Vegas Motor Speedway. There's a guy that was there for the Mopar show that ended almost every sentence with guaranteed. Look at that 68 Plymouth satellite. Woo, that's all I would say. It's like the peer, you know, the punctuation of any sentence is woo. It's like fucking redneck, you know. Well, it is redneck. It's out of the track. Oh shit, the boss is in. Hide the porn. What's that? Oh. Yo, dog, you got noise. Well, wait, when he was doing that bikini contest out the track and that one chick, like a tall redheaded chick, what does he call her? Something nice? Big fucking red. Everyone who brings cars in just goes, fuck, don't talk to me, roll up my window. Yeah, they'll roll their windows up to hide from him. LV Racing Scene, SMNA, Southern Nevada Mustang Association. Yep, totally. By the way, we double-checked some facts for your guys' show, because the boss is here. You can talk normal. These are our friends that are listening right now. All five of them. We have five friends. This is nice that it keeps that much tracking, because I usually have to open a web page to follow my tracking. It's nice. But Rick James is dead, bitch. 56 years old. No, they got to do an autopsy. They found him in his home at Universal City. Probably. I didn't get... That's true. Didn't think of that. Yeah, everyone's seen the Dave Chappelle show. Oh, okay. For everybody listening at home, the boss just came in. We're so fucked. Oh, shit, we dropped a listener. Get out, leave, you're chasing him away. No. So, I am egotistical. It is about me sometimes. Oh, I'm sorry, this is coming from the man who is the ego. You are a living ego. Of course. Shit. Yeah, who had to make the contact to get here? Oh, that's right, me. Who's been listening to this station for years now? Me. Ego's pouring out a plenty here. They ain't fucking listening. Or her hair. By the way, since they're here, we should ask them about the webcam. Anybody saying anything other than Shazad's like the 7-Eleven commercial? Woo! Woo-hoo! 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 7-Eleven makes you go woohoo. Yeah, you've never been into a ghetto 7-Eleven. Ghetto 7-Eleven like you do here. Oh, woo. Oh, woo. It's scary. I don't want to go. I know they got the Thai barbecue down the road. Okay. Is that the top secret one you're not supposed to talk about? Okay. Nice. Okay. What's a furter? Oh, yuck. Did it have a top layer on it that got stuck on the wrapper? Ew. Right. Mm-hmm. Why? And this is from someone who works at a bank, where money is aplenty. By the way, Chazette points out the all-you-can-eat taquito lunch. What would you like to wash that shit down with? Actually, did you notice the poster over there? The Dickens cider? Is that a legit poster? Oh, that's hilarious. Have you ever listened to... You ever heard of Bob and Tom? They run an... they run a radio show out of Indianapolis.
Never mind.
No, well, they say they run parody ads and parody songs and stuff like that, a lot of it. And one of them was a parody ad for Dickens Cider, you know. I'm just wondering if that was legit or if that was also a hoax. Wow, that's legit. So there's real such thing as a Dickens cider. DickenCider. Oh, yeah. Well, you're on the clickety-clackety keyboard. Get to make the noise. Rev, you know. But Wastrel knows Bob and Tom. At least someone does, thank God. I feel vindicated. Thank you, Wastrel. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we got all five again. Yeah, I am. It has to be five. Mm-hmm. We're still playing around. We tested out the phone, called the local. We're awesome. He was like, where is it? Hey, that same thing for deaf people, that same line. Like my grandma, I mean, grandma had that. Yeah, we haven't burned anything. No, yeah, we got the smoke fumes out, so it's all good. That's because Zach is in Norway. No, you know him. He listened to one of our other goof-off shows. So, Zach is up there right with. Nice. What's the point of a raver drink? I mean, I understand that they want to mix in with the vodka and they want to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, but still. You know, rave for fuck you. Well, we listen to punk. So, just I'd say it's from their website, DC Inferno. So he looked it up without, yeah, okay. Jazad, well, that's because Jazad's a little raver kid, I think. I don't know. I don't know where Jazad is. I know Tok. Yeah, what part of the country? Yeah. B&M, if he's listening. We know he's in Denmark. Puberty mics. By the way, where's the element at on these mics? Are they on the side or are they on the top? Sides, okay. Uh-huh. He was talking at the top, and I'm like, something's not right. It's... What a change. Anywho. Tell him my ass. All right, so let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Kansas City. Hey, this delay isn't as bad as I thought. It's definitely not 3 minutes. It's about a minute and a half delay. He wrote Kansas City. It can't be that hard to type Kansas City. He lives there. Yeah, really? Yeah. Walks up to the computer, unzips his pants, scares everybody, but he just starts typing. Braille friendly. Just handicap friendly. I like that. I like that a lot. Maybe we can get like grants from the Americans with Disability Foundations and stuff like that. Hey, do you see me? Yeah, I will make you money. Buy my book. Do you know his book is like three payments are like $30 for his book and CD tapes. And you bought them. Oh. No, I've never seen one. Okay. You're tied up. Boom. Right. Yeah. Oh, so it's just shit you can get offline anyway. Yes, that is a crock of shit. If you are paying $90 for a book that tells you shit you could find online for free, hell, we were just showing them today. How do you find people on the internet? Well, you take whatever email address they give you, you pump in the first part, that username. No, it was Hotmail. It was Hotmail. So, you know, I mean, you want to pump information. Yeah, really, we could really... Yeah, you want to improve that stalker status? Yeah, there you go. Expensive toilet paper. Yeah. Yes, my telescopic vision here, my... Yeah. Well, they're only 2 months old. So, why don't we go ahead and tell everybody, since this is like a good chunk of the normals... I think Rev popped out. I don't know what Rev's doing. He said something for Doof. Time for Doof. I'm like, what the hell's Doof? Time for Doof. Yeah, let us know. Dwarf on Golf. Dwarf on the internet. No, that'd be only funny if we had the webcams. So, basically, it's only useful if you need money to start a business or something, but don't know who the fuck to talk to. Yeah, but you see, a lot of those people need form letters. A lot of those people need specific information. And if you don't share it, that information you just submitted just gets trashed. It gets dumped. Right. Hold on, I just realized what's gonna do. We're just running off the normal playlist.
You're tuned in to LVRocks.com. Noise from Vegas.
Yeah, it was sort of there. I figured why not kind of play it. Shameless plug. Doof. Shit, I've been saying that since I met him years ago. I'm just glad the internet finally caught up. Everybody else is going, oh, thank you, Reverend Hammer. So, yeah. So what have you been doing? I know that we've been down since July. What's going on with that? Your car's in shambles in my garage. Okay, so you... Hey, wait, wait. It's Craig or talk time, right? Okay, anyhow. He eats test doof. Yeah, fast food. Never mind. Thank you. I got riders now. Yeah, they're on the payroll. pro bono comedy writers. If they laugh, you get paid. I think I got a new business idea here. No, he doesn't. No shit. I bet there's people out there that all they do all day long is fact shit to Leno. Don't twist it because you could be untying it from moorings. Nah. I figure, are these mics pretty much if you just talk, they'll catch it? You don't have to hear yourself necessarily in your own cans. Was that over there where, you know, like Big B's and Capriati's and across the street from Moose's? Okay. What the... damn dare, kids. Okay. What is it with... Why does... Okay, let me ask you... No, hold on. Wow, that is cheap. Let me ask you this, though. Why is it? Why do they have to have the brick? Why brick? What is it about brick that says, hey, brick is a comedy club. It'll be funnier that way. Makes sense. Because you just said they just had like a fake brick on easel. I'm surprised they didn't go to Home Depot, just buy a piece of that masonite that's already like formed and painted like brick. They drew brick on poster board. I bet it was just like a couple lines and that was it. Wow. But hey, a comedy club. Okay. We'll trust you on this one. So anyhow, you did the comedy, but where were we going? Yeah, we were talking about your car. How did we get to this? No. That's called off-ramp. What the fuck is a segue? Shit. Segue, logical jump or bridge from one, you know, to another. We just did this. We were on the freeway. We ended up on a gravel fucking road. And still sober, amazingly enough. Wiggle your mouse. Well, that's just not good. Okay, there it comes. You can stop wiggling your mouse now. If Fuck you. And fuck you for laughing. Animatrix. So you're basically tearing apart your car to get it back to working perfectly. I was wondering if you were going to do that. I was going to volunteer the photo, but that makes sense. I was wondering how it got there. That's okay. Michelle and I are already starting to wonder where the hell some of our photos are going anyway. Not those photos. No one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of a wedding we went to, I believe. Oh yeah, the albums. That's right, they were down there for a while. Before we got flooded out when the water heater broke, right. I don't even understand that, because then we got talking about, I was showing them some photos on the internet. And then she really freaked out thinking there was something on there. And there wasn't. No, we didn't actually. I couldn't explain it because I know we definitely did not do the honeymoon. I don't know what she was thinking. I really don't, because there was definitely no honeymoon candid photography here. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, know what I mean. You know, there was none of that. I said candid. No, it's called candid. Candid. No, to be candid is... to be candid is to be straightforward. To be candid is to be straightforward. Let me be candid with you. Not say let me be candied with you. That sounds like you're going to roll around in a bunch of fucking sugar and get licked. No. Candid. No, he said candid, damn it. Will someone in the chat room please set him straight. Candid. Like candid camera. Doesn't mean it's hidden. Oh, here we go. He's going to surf again. We've just lost him. You know those people you talk to, you're talking to face-to-face, and they're somewhere else, like straight out to Mars? Yeah, he does this to you on the show. He'd be like, yeah. He's looking it up now. Shall we give him... Let's do a musical interlude. Oh, shit, where's the musical interlude? It's just one of those days. Why don't you go to dictionary.com? Ripping someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, better shit slip. Or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit. It's just one of those days. This is nice musical interlude. Oh, it's slow today. You just locked up. Next in line to get fucked up. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. And I know I felt earlier. Why don't you go ahead, go up to dictionary.com, okay? Go to dictionary.com. You can do it. If you can't spell on the internet, you'll never be able to look anything up. And type in candid, C-A-N-D-I-D. Four entries. Means it must be a real word there, huh, Chief? Okay, what's next? Oh, what was that again? Read that. Read that one again for me. A little more feeling this time. I guess that has feeling. Of course, my ears don't. Candid. Just candid. No, it is just... I've never heard candy. You know, you type that into Google search, you know what you're going to get. Yeah, prawn. I don't think the use of any gel or anything like that or any color imaging does that. Eye candy. See what I'm saying? Yeah, look it up for another show. Why don't we go ahead and start wrapping this up? Why don't we bring up the chat window? Oh, Rev's back from eating his doof. Eating his doof. All right, you are listening to Only at Kizzies.com. Yeah, we got to think of something. Well, we're only going to do that temporarily, I think. That's what he kind of pointed out. Alrighty then. I think you feel good. I feel good. We got kind of everything figured out. How does everybody said? Everybody said we sounded good. True. So that's always a good thing. Yeah, that's impossible. All right, we're going to go ahead and turn it back to music. For those of you who have listened to us in Ars Anime, August 20th, 6 p.m., the return show. Also want to point out the triumphant return show. Also want to point out at that time or before then, listen to some of the other shit. It's pretty good stuff. Would anybody like to do any plugs for tonight? There you go. It's always interesting to listen to. And yeah, you're right. Sunday nights has Tap Out. Woo! Yeah. Back the fuck off the mic. I can hear it clip. What the hell? Oh, well. Nothing. Can't you hear that? Anywho. Don't not again with that. All right, folks, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Until then, stay tuned to the chat rooms and definitely to spankwagon.net for more information. Also, sign up, become a member, and contribute. Talk to you in a couple weeks.